This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching. Waiting. Ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. I have said that now 1,273 times, but I've never had an hour like this hour before. So this is a first tonight. You know, I have said a lot of times that the female of the American species is going to be the one that saves the nation, saves the Second Amendment, saves gun rights. And that's because they're better students. They're coming to it in droves. They listen so well and everything else. And then there's the ascendance of the female instructor, the female competitor, and whenever females are out there doing, you know, when they defend themselves with a gun, they seem pretty icy, pretty cold, pretty effective. So tonight, beginning tonight, this hour, 7 o'clock hour, all the way through the Friday this week, is going to be the week of the weaponized woman. And tonight we're kicking that off. My co-host for these 7 o'clock hours is going to be one Tatiana Whitlock. Good evening, ma'am.
Good evening, Bill. It's good to be with you.
Yes, ma'am. And her guest tonight is Tina Martin-Nims. Good evening, Tina.
Good evening. Thanks for having me.
Yes, ma'am. Now, you're a competitive shooter, right?
That is correct.
Yes. I met you in front of the Aimpoint booth, didn't I?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
NRA this past year.
Yes. She's got like this shirt that just has all of these sponsors. People don't sponsor people that can't shoot. She doesn't have any just solid colors anywhere. It's just, you know, this billboard, this banner, that patch, that whatever. So Tina is a pistolero. So I'm going to sit back and, I'll be watching the clock, ma'am. I'll take care of this end of it. And you, ladies and gentlemen, your co-host for the night, Tatiana Whitlock.
Oh, thank you, Bill. And, you know, you're going to chime in when you want to. So
yes, I
bring all the humor in, will you?
Yes, I will. Yes.
Well, I met Tina and actually got some time to spend with Tina at one of the A Girl and a Gun national conferences that we were both co-instructors for. And I was so impressed with her poise, and she's just an elegant person and an incredibly composed speaker and presenter. And the way she manages students on the line in a rage is really a beautiful thing to watch. And then as a competitor, she's quite formidable. But I think the thing that's really most amazing to me is how women in this industry can be so dynamic and so multifaceted. And we're happy to talk about guns and gear all the time, and then we can flip the coin over and talk about our lives. And another amazing thing that I keep seeing as a pattern is that, you know, we have so many women in this industry that didn't begin in a world that was filled with firearms. They come from incredibly diverse fields and backgrounds. And one of the things that amazed me about Tina is, you know, her professional career and her life off the range is just as amazing to me as what she does on the range. So, Tina, would you do us a favor and tell us a little bit about your background before guns? Where do you come from?
Well, I came from a little island off the coast of Florida, so I had a little tropical life growing up, and ended up going to Florida State University and graduating there as a botanist, and did a lot of things with that degree. I was a wetland biologist for the state of Florida, did ecology work for different research stations, and then branched into molecular evolution and essentially using DNA to understand how populations are related to one another. And along that trail, actually right before I was getting ready to step into a master's program, I met a Marine. And that Marine swept me off my feet and took me into a different direction in life than I expected. So I became a military spouse and traveled and still was a scientist. I'm a kind of, I live up to the Semper Gumby philosophy, adapt and overcome whatever your situation is. But then we ended up having three kids. And so I turned into a mother and I've been a mother for quite some time now. They're, 6, 8, and 10 years old. So, that's kind of the crazy part of my journey. And I think that you're right, Tatiana. Ladies have we're kind of got a lot of hats that we wear, and how we manage all those hats really, make us very dynamic people and make us more personable sometimes to our students, understand our students, where they're coming from, especially female on female instruction.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. Now, from science to motherhood to military spouse, when did you get bit by the bug to want to start shooting at this kind of capacity?
So that time that I met that Marine, it kind of all revolved around this pivotal moment. It was like the life-changing event for me. Literally on our first date, my husband had met enough ladies along the way that he realized that if they weren't at least acceptable to firearms, it wasn't going to work. And so he literally, like, 30 minutes into our first date, popped the question, as I say it, and asked me what I thought about firearms. And at the time, I was a field researcher, so I was out in the field a lot by myself, and it was kind of on my to-do list to learn, because I felt like, you know, at that time, I wasn't that big of a girl. I was a whole 105 pounds, and so there wasn't a lot for me to really wrestle with a big guy, so I knew I needed to do something else. And so, you know, he kind of presented this opportunity, and I jumped on it, and I looked at him, and I'm like, yeah, I really would love to learn. And his eyes got, like, the size of saucers, because I think he wasn't expecting that to come zipping out of my mouth. And then within the next hour, we were at the range, and I had my first pistol instruction. We shot two pistols, a Kimber 1911 and a Glock 19. And I always joke, I said, I kept him and I kept the guns.
That works out. Bill, what do you think?
I was going to ask her, what kind of gun does she shoot in competition? Which handgun?
I've kind of gone through an evolution. I think, like a lot of people, I started out with a Glock 34, then I went to a Smith & Wesson M&P Pro, and now I shoot one of those fancy-dancy 2011s by CK Arms. So.
Now, one of the amazing things about Tina, too, is before getting into a super fancy high-speed gun, she shot a Glock pistol that, I'm sorry, a Smith & Wesson pistol that was stock. It was factory stock. Isn't that right?
Yeah. And so that's kind of this philosophy that I try to, it's a base philosophy for me. And I feel like as a shooter, most of the time when we first start shooting, our gun will outshoot us. And I feel like you really need to spend time on, you know, a factory build gun and truly build your fundamentals. I for several years I shot, an M&P. I didn't even upgrade the trigger, and I spent a lot of time dry fire. And every time I go out and shoot, I have people ask me, hey, what trigger do you have on that? And I'm like, it's a factory trigger. And they're like, really? And they give me that quizzical look. And I'm like, yeah, if you spend enough time behind, you know, a basic gun out of the box, you can get good. It's really about practice. So,
I agree. And, you know, one of those things about building that proficiency is that when you're ready to upgrade or when you're ready to adopt a custom component to your firearm to step that gun up to that next level, you appreciate it in a whole new way. And you can really embrace, you know, how that helps you level up. I know, Bill, we've had plenty of conversations about that. Parts, pieces, widgets, gadgets, you know, and how that can really transform you.
Let me get you to hold right there. Let me get you to hold right there. When we get back, if there's any way to find some of the stuff that Tina does, let's put that out too when we get back. But this is the week of the weaponized woman. And I have two deadly ladies joining me this evening, Tatiana Whitlock and Tina Martin Nims. They'll take care of you. They'll care for everything you got going on, and if you go the wrong way, well, aye, aye, aye. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Through the night, through the dawn.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford, with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com.
Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Tonight, this is Lock and Load with the inaugural of the week of the weaponized woman. My co-host this hour is Tatiana Whitlock, and her guest is Tina Martin Nims. And I want to say this real quick. When I was saying that, when I was talking about all the hats, that was not meant to be something derogatory. This is a thing. I know, for example, Tatiana's boyfriend. And Tatiana's boyfriend is a very imposing man. He's a very imposing
large mammal, you know?
Yes, he's a large mammal. He's referred to as the Yeti. It's not because he looks like the cooler. And because of the fact that I have seen both of them shoot, Tatiana's smaller, she's lighter, she's quicker. That's the thing. And I just get this impression that you're probably would probably be very calm under the gun, which is 99% of the battle is keeping your wits. So if I have to face anybody, it'd probably be, if I have to roll the dice and say, who would I rather face? It'd be Steve.
I hope that never happens. Let's just go under the assumption that's never going to be a problem.
Well, you know, we've already talked about how much I'm going to have to pay him to get him to choke me out anyway. So I'm not worried about him actually being the guy. But with ladies, now, and I say this all the time, there's nothing that I can shoot that ladies can't shoot. I mean, it doesn't matter the 454, the 10 millimeters, the big tall house guns. There's nothing that I can shoot that they can't shoot. That's correct, isn't it?
I tend to agree. I mean, Tina, you're in the competitive space. You're in three gun. You shoot everything the guys shoot, and you shoot at the same speeds and the same rates that they do. And I know from conversations we've had that you've been in, you know, open programs where you're competing against the guys with the guys. You know, do you find that there's really any difference there?
I would say that it really, I mean, eventually, yeah. I mean, you can dial it down. Our male counterpart does have more muscular this or that, or they tend to have more short, or they can move a little bit faster because they've got more muscle. But you've got ladies that are, because they put in the time and the practice, that are hanging out with the guys. They're staying in that top 10%. Now, there's not a lot of them, and I think there's a lot of reasons why, and it's not necessarily because they're not capable. You know, it's kind of this argument that's gone back and forth, but there's women that are in the precision rifle series that are winning that series because they're good shooters. There's women that are in the top 10% in three gun because they're good shooters. And so I would say that, you know, on most things we're pretty equal. So,
well, during the 80s, all of the snipers on the Soviet side were female.
That's not shocking. That's not shocking.
It was shocking to me. I mean, because they would say, I mean, in Europe, you know, I trained at stateside, but then when I went to Europe, they would sit you down and they'd say, all right, now, out in the open, you would be under constant threat from the snipers. And, oh, yeah. They're women. And for some reason, that just sort of puts a chill to you to think, well, wait a minute, are these ladies specialized at killing me from a long range? When
probably something deep we don't know about, Bill.
Yeah. How many new women are coming into the sport of three gun, Tina?
We are gathering at a pretty good rate. Now, we still don't at matches you may have, at a match that you have 150 shooters, you're probably going to have maybe 10%, maybe. But a lot of that has to do with an economic aspect of it too. But say on USPSA, on the pistol side of things, you've got a lot of women that are coming in and shooting. It's a slow growing, part of the demographic, but that's kind of true across the whole industry.
Well, there's a lot of little girls coming up, isn't there?
Oh, and that's the best part. Like, you know, you hear these big guys complain about shooting the guns and being able to shoot fast. And then you see this little 10-year-old girl that literally probably doesn't weigh more than 70 pounds taking her 12 gauge and hammering away. And you're like, dude, what's your excuse? So,
man card revoked. Yeah, I see that frequently at the range too. And, you know, it's always a moment when a guy complains that his rifle is heavy and then you hand him yours and it's a good 2 pounds heavier than his. And they just give you this look like, oh, and everything gets real quiet real quick.
Yeah.
That's a
Do you ever film any of your classes, Tatiana, to see that happen? I'd like to see that.
Oh, gosh. You know, here's the thing. As an instructor and as a student, the classroom environment is a space where you're learning, and it's a safe place for you to learn and a safe place for you to make mistakes, not safety violations, but make your own process and go through the learning without scrutiny from the public. And for me, when I take pictures of classes, I want to make sure that my students are well represented because they don't need the scrutiny of their learning experience being under attack, you know,
right,
or who's
right.
going to come to a class. So I don't tend to film classes for that reason because I want people to be welcome and understand that, you know, this is where you're going to learn how to make this good. If you were already perfect at it, I'd take your class. You wouldn't be taking mine. So, you know, I tend not to do that for those reasons. I have been the recipient of so much scrutiny because that's happened to me, and it's frustrating. It's unnecessary. And for many people, it's one of those hard stops. I'm never doing this again. Thank you very much. And that's totally counterproductive. Now, I have been filmed by students in classes, and the me and many other instructors have this feeling that keep that for your own personal use and development. Please don't make it public. You know, if you want to see us teach, tune in to Trigger Time TV or watch the NRA Women's Network. We've got a lot of content out there that's kind of prepackaged for that purpose. Or just come take a class. You know, and Tina, you touched on this. It's kind of the economics of getting women interested is cheap. It's very inexpensive to get someone kind of fired up and hooked mm-hmm. on the idea. But then it's another thing to get them geared up, you know?
Yeah.
And then
we're coming up on the last
forward.
Minute here. Can Tina, is there anywhere we can see the stuff that you do? Is there any video or files out there
Absolutely.
We can go look for?
Absolutely. You can find me on Instagram as Tina Martin M, a.k.a. Sparky. And you can find me on Facebook for Tina Martin M Shooting. And you can follow me and see some videos of me out shooting. I shoot both three-gun and precision rifle now, so it gives you kind of an idea of what both of those sports have and how fun it is.
Just like those Soviet girl snipers that I had to face.
Oh, yeah, I love precision rifle.
And for those, the 2011 series is a double-stack 1911, right?
That is correct.
With a polymer frame, it's a really pretty gun. And who makes yours?
It's not. It's actually it's a steel frame. It's mine's made by CK Arms. They're, okay.
We got the long segment coming up, so when we get back, more of the Week of the Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and Tina Martin Nims. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation. Crafted for the front line, the design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder. Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body. Why take another pill? Treat your aches and pains with Sunshine Pillows. Microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body heating wraps. Sunshine Pillows and wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it, even while driving. Sunshine Pillows are designed with your comfort in mind, will not burn you, and will stay balanced on your body to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunshine Pillows start at just $20. Join hundreds of our happy customers and see why Sunshine Pillows has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Click sunshine-pillows.com and take the Sunshine Pillow Challenge. That's sunshine-pillows.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this is the week of the weaponized woman. My guest host this evening is Tatiana Whitlock. And her guest is competitive shooter Tina Martin Nims. And this is a long segment, ladies, so I just have one question and I want to ask. I just want a quick answer on this one. Since I have the both of you here, Tatiana, tactical instructor, Tina, a competitive shooter, how do the two disciplines overlap?
You want to go first, Tatiana?
Or you want me to go? Do you want this one?
Well, sure.
Okay, I'll make my quick answer. They overlap in the sense that any time on the range that you are focusing on perfection and you are focusing on fundamentals and honing those skills is only going to serve you very, very well in both sides of the house. Techniques may vary, but ultimately sights and triggers and your safe mechanical skills over the firearm never change. So that's kind of the boxed answer that I like to give people, because the more I learn and the more I experience from an outsider's perspective looking in at the world of competitive shooting, I see the same amount of precision and mental focus and emotional clarity that you have to have in the self-defense realm.
So I'll piggyback off of that. And so, yeah, pretty much same fundamentals across the board, right? We have to practice, we have to practice it in a safe manner, gun handling, all of that. And yeah, how you maybe handle cover and all those things are going to be different. But then on top of it, what competitive shooting gives you is a lot of stress inoculation. That little buzzer going beep does amazing things to your heart rate and to your mental, perspective. And so competitive shooters usually, after doing it for a while, and I do this to my students, I put them on timers because it gives them stress inoculation. So in a defensive situation, what they've already put in their memory bank as far as their mental, the gun handling part of it, they now have the stress inoculation on top of it. And so they're going to be able to handle their firearm and what's going on in front of them a little bit better. So I think they work well with each other personally.
I was just curious. I just wanted you ladies to say it because I don't know. So that's why I asked the question. But please, you have an unadulterated 7 minutes to go. So go.
Okay, cool. Let's talk about, okay, so once upon a time, Tina and I were in Texas, and we had this great little minivan that Tina rented, and we were going to be right on time to teach our classes, and so we roll out of the hotel, and we go throw all of our gear in the back of the minivan, and we're like, this is kind of leaning funny. And so we get out, we go around, and we find that the tire that we had been attempting to stay inflated was no longer inflatable in any way, shape, or fashion. And so we sat there and realized that, well, maybe there's some stuff in the trunk. So we popped the trunk, and we had some weird 90s music CD. We had a screwdriver.
Oh, yeah.
It was not the gear you need to change a tire, because we were totally prepared to do that. But it was the funniest gear fail I think I've ever had happen in the world of guns, and it was over a car. So we just kind of sat there and hung out until John Johnson from Ballistic Radio came and saved us like a knight in shining armor and brought us to the range. But in the meantime, we got to talk shop about all the fun toys that we had in our range bags. So let's talk about gear for a little bit. Talk to me about pistols. What do you love about what you're shooting right now, Tina?
Well, you know, I'd say that the 2011 is kind of your Lamborghini race car or that, you know, beautiful blue Challenger with a Hemi in it. Everything about it is precision. So it has very tight tolerances for accuracy. There's a lot of custom work that goes to smooth out everything. So it works mechanically very smooth. And, I mean, you rack the slides on them, and it's kind of like butter. And then the trigger press on them is you know, it's much lighter than, say, your carry pistol is going to be. So it just gives you that little edge, I guess you could say. Now, I'm not saying that you can't do the same with a stock pistol, but that's kind of the allure to them, I would say. And then that wide body gives you those extra rounds. So if you do happen to miss occasionally, you've got some makeup shots.
There you have it. And what are you shooting these days in three gun for your rifles?
So my rifle, in previous years I had a Rock River with a BCM handguard, and then this year I needed to go ahead and upgrade that rifle because I've had that rifle. It was the first AR that our family bought 10 years ago, and I've really run the bejeebus out of her. Husband, as part of my Christmas present, bought me a brand new BCM rifle. So this year she'll go ahead and get herself a nice Hyperfire trigger plugged in on her. She'll have a Cantrell muzzle brake, and then I can really start putting her through the paces to get her go ahead dialed in for this coming season.
Love it. I love it. It is like, it's the best kind of dress up ever when you get to trick out your carbines.
Oh, I know. I love it. Like, I literally, he got it for me, and I was like, oh, I need to put my Hyperfire trigger in. I call it my little ruby slipper because I use the 24C, and I love that trigger. It's in every one of my rifles that I use because that's part of that consistency too. I try to, if I find a piece of gear that I love and a company I love, I will put it on every one of them so it's just consistent. I know it's going to work every time, and I'm good to go.
Now, do your little guys help you when you're doing your gunsmithing work?
Do they help me? Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I've got, like, you know, tiny helpers. Sometimes they're a little too helpful. But, yeah, they're right there with me. I mean, I have three little ducklings with me all the time anyways. My husband's constantly kind of going back and forth because of our lifestyle. And so it's either I pack the kids with me and we go to the range, or I don't get to go play, and that's just not okay. So these little guys have done gunsmithing with me. They help me set up my red stitch targets so that Mama can get her practice in. We've got little shirts that say team reset on them because they help reset still and paste targets. They're going to be like champions by the time they're 15.
Fantastic. I love it. I want to, in the next little chunk, I want to be able to talk to you a little bit about more about that, because I think that's part of that vital conversation about being, again, being multifaceted, being a female shooter who understands the professional arena and the range space and the educational space and what we can offer the next generation. So now, if somebody is looking for you online, because we'll talk about this again a little bit, but that you do offer training, where can they find you?
I have a website that's under shieldmaidendefense.com, and that kind of gives them a review of who I am and my background, and then gives them general links for training. If they want something special, they can definitely at least just send me an email and we can set something up, because I do everything from, I've got a couple junior shooters that I do that help locally. I've run some three-gun clinics for Three Gun Nation, so, and then I've done a lot of training with a girl and a gun, so lots of different options.
Awesome. And then the brands that you've spoken about, too, there's links to. You've got an impressive list of sponsors here. So clearly the folks that believe in you and that you believe in, and that brand loyalty is just awesome. So all of the links to the brands that you've spoken about can be found on your website, too. Hey,
yep.
Bill, are you nerding out?
No, I'm just listening. I'm just listening. I had a question I was going to ask, but I told you that this would be the one that you rode with, so I've just been minding my manners over here, just listening to the stuff. It's fascinating to hear how any athlete does this, which is what you two are. You're also martial artists of a sort, because this is the modern day martial art is gunfighting. So,
yep, I definitely agree.
We're coming up on the next break. When we get back, we will finish up with the first week of the weaponized woman. My guests are Tatiana Whitlock and Tina Martin Nims. This is Lock and Load.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Hi folks, Ronnie here from Life Change Tea.
There's a lot of hubbub about the ramifications of GMOs. First of all, what are GMOs? Genetically modified organisms.
Yee!
Man-made organisms entering our body, changing and damaging us from the inside out. What's our defense? First of all, not eating them. Second, cleansing from them when we do eat them. Thank God for Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Life Change Tea cleanses from toxins, heavy metals, and helps flush GMOs out of your body. Our unique blend of herbs help cleanse you from the inside out, helping you feel refreshed and clean of yee. We also carry unique, one-of-a-kind supplements. So order online at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Rid yourself of the yee that contaminates your food and water. Go to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Get the tea. Your best defense.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Live tonight, this is Lock and Load. And this is the week of the weaponized woman.
Behind you, another runner.
Day one. There will be four other days involved in this. Tomorrow night, the special guest will be Melissa Gilliland. She'll be joining us tomorrow night. Tina and I, or Tatiana and I, if Tatiana's not teaching. And if it's not, then it's just going to be me and Melissa, and I'll get to be the Tatiana. I don't even know how I want to think about that one. I just watched
a... You look great with my hair.
You think so?
Oh, yeah.
I just watched a video of Tina running a stage at some event where she's carrying a Starship Trooper rifle. It's the first video on your Facebook page. I don't know what kind of gun that was. It had a magazine that was like, I don't know, 6-7 feet long. I mean, what kind of gun was that?
Yes, I was. I borrowed a CZ Scorpion from a friend of mine so I could do a PC match. And so, yeah, it's got a gigantic match mag coming out of it. But gosh, that is fun stuff. The pistol caliber carbine is just pure fun. Pew 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 pew, ting 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 ting. You know, it's good stuff.
Now, one question I want to ask, and then back to Tatiana. Do you ladies find, like on your ARs, do you find any commonality in parts? Do the parts that aid a competitive shooter, do they work their way and evolve to down coming to a tactical shooter?
Well, I mean, good gear is good gear. I mean, a Geissele trigger is amazing. You know, the triggers that Tina loves are amazing. I mean, ultimately it's about, I mean, if we could all drive Cadillacs, and price is no object, we would, but finding the right gear that meets your budget and can fit you and what you're able to do with your equipment is really important. So having that diversity is key. But yeah, there's going to be better gear than others, and it all comes down to performance. Now, Tina, specializing in certain parts for the action of the competition, I mean, you can game your gear just like you can game the stage, right?
Yeah, and we're always pushing that envelope, because we are the gamers of the shooting world. And we're pushing that envelope to where, things are light and fast, but you're on the cusp of not having reliability. And I think that's probably the breaking point, between the defensive side and, the competition side is we push more on the side, but of things making a little bit lighter, a little bit faster, certain triggers I probably wouldn't put in a defensive gun because they're a little too light. Startle reflex and things like that, you might get yourself in trouble. But there's nothing wrong with running the guns that you on the defensive side in competition. They do perform well. And these top-end competitors, whatever you stick in their hands, they're probably going to still outshoot you. So, again, it's based about fundamentals. So.
Absolutely. Now, I want to make sure we get some time before the show is over to talk about education and women in education, mm-hmm. because that's something you and I definitely have had a lot of conversations about. And
yes.
again, the thing that we have in common, despite our disciplines being on opposing sides of the house, at least on the range, one of the most incredible places that I'm finding in this country that women are coming together for that commonality of learning, all the different things that you can do within the firearms community, within the competitive, within the self-defense, within just the personal development, is through a program called A Girl and a Gun, which is a National Women's Shooting League. And Tina, you've been a facilitator with A Girl and a Gun for a couple of years now.
Yeah, I'm going on just over 2 years with my chapter here in North Carolina.
And, you know, I just started one in Maine. I've just joined the community as their director of training, and I'm just so impressed with the volume of training materials that already exist within the organization and the community. And then what's been going on in the past 6 months very quietly, and then leading into this year where some great stuff is going to be happening. You've helped pioneer a program called Three Gun University Mastermind, which when I started looking at it, I was kind of blown away with what you put together. And in addition to that, you've been doing ladies-only two-gun clinics all over the place. Tell us a little bit more about that and how people can get involved.
So as you probably, we kind of brushed upon earlier, a woman's life can be a complicated thing. We're always wearing multiple hats. We tend to actually, I can't say that this is true in my household, but in many households, the woman is the financial advisor, and so she tends to be more conservative about things like training and stuff like that. So often ladies do not take the opportunity to go out and train. And they may want to really become part of competitive shooting or get more training as a defense on the defensive side of the house, but they won't put the money out there, or they don't have the time. Just like I'm dragging my kids all over the country with me shooting matches, that's not necessarily that easy for a lot of ladies to be able to do. So the kind of idea behind the Three Gun Mastermind, it's a virtual program. Essentially, we're going to bring the training to them, and it's going to incorporate. Essentially, it starts out by setting what their baseline is. A lot of people don't do this. Each year, you need to set what your baseline is so that you can build your goals off of that baseline, and we go from there. And we use a Girl and a Gun shooting journal, kind of to map with it, so they can map out what their goals are, and then we can map out their training program. And then each month we have a 2-hour live kind of conference session, so we can kind of talk through stuff, what they've done this year, that month, what they've had questions about, how can we make that better. And then in that time frame, we can also bring in other three-gun competitors, some pros that have been in the industry for a long time, and help them give their insights and pointers for getting these girls to the place where they want to be in competition.
And I love this. This is just one of those, I mean, we've been needing this for quite a long time in many different parts of the industry, but to see this level of organization and the presentation is just so clean and well thought out, it's a beautiful thing. And I know the ladies in my chapter are really excited about it. We've got kind of a club-level experience going on with competition stuff here in Maine. We're a little quieter up here up in the Great White North, which is freezing right now. Oh, my gosh. But, you know, this is one of the things that got them so excited about joining A Girl and a Gun is because these types of programs exist within it. And that's
yeah.
the virtual stuff, you know. And you're doing a lot of clinics on the range as well. So people can come and get FaceTime with you and spend time with you on the range.
Yes, yes. So I've been able to, some of it with A Girl and a Gun, where we've actually held multiple-day clinics in different locations in the U.S., and then under Three Gun Nation, I've done some ladies-only classes. And it just helps ladies get, you know, they're able to walk in and have an instructor that they're probably going to be able to relate a little bit more to, and we just kind of get that ball going for them, teach the fundamentals, and then they always have you as a resource to come back to if they have questions.
And part of the thing that I think is so beautiful about what you have to offer is you do all of this training on the range, but you can't get away from the fact that you're a mom too. So the fact that your kids are coming with you and experiencing this, do you have any concerns about them and gun safety? I mean, this has been a part of your lifestyle.
Well, it's a part of our lifestyle. And just like my husband asked me that you know, important question on our first date, as we had each one of our children, gun safety was obviously an important topic because it's something that's is handled a lot in our home. And we obviously practice good gun safety at home, keeping things put away from them. But they are going to be around firearms, and our philosophy is you take the magic from it. Anytime my children want to go shoot, we go shoot. And we go and have fun. We blow up watermelons. We, you know, make soda cans pop. You know, for a while they said that they didn't want mom drinking Coca-Cola anymore, so they blew up all my Coca-Cola cans. All sorts of fun things that we've incorporated. And then my boys, I have two boys and then I have a little girl. My two boys that are 8 and 10 now they're old enough to go out and hunt with dad. And so they see what the actual damage that can take place with a firearm. So they understand it from a plinking point of view, but they also understand it from the devastation point of view. And so we teach them that you don't touch these, you don't have permission. You don't touch them unless you have permission, but we always give them the opportunity to if they want, if that makes sense.
Beautiful. Absolutely. Absolutely. Bill, any final thoughts?
Nope, this is going to be a good week. I'm going to enjoy this, all of this. Tomorrow night is going to be Melissa Gilliland, and we'll find out if Tatiana is going to join us. Tina, thank you very much for taking the time to join us this evening.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, yeah. Thank you, Tatiana. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
My pleasure.
Hour number 3 is inbound. This is Lock and Load.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line. A design for the aficionado, DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology design is lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Today, weapons and optics are built tough, but they have to remain dialed in. Enter Air Armor Tech. Created to protect the $500,000 helmet of the F-35 Lightning II aircraft, Air Armor Tech can likewise protect your weapons during transport. Under pressure, air is uncompromising. Rigid or collapsible using the power of inflation or deflation. High tech and elemental. To learn more, go to airarmortech.com. Air Armor Tech. Protective. Lightweight. These are military-grade inflatable cases.
Hi, I'm Craig Sammet, Chief Clinical Officer from Anthem. Every new parent dreams of bringing their baby home for the first time, but some babies are born too sick or too soon to come home right away. That's why the Anthem Foundation supports the life-saving research and programs of the March of Dimes, the leading nonprofit organization for pregnancy and baby health. Help us give every baby a fighting chance so that more babies can come home healthy. Learn how at marchofdimes.org.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.